We're in chapter 16 in the Elishua Cherekalos, Sharbeis. Last week we started this chapter, Hagdama L'Pirkei Emunah. Let's go over the beginning again. Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Kala'ina Omen B'Kol Koichai. Somebody that says Omen with all his might, Poischin Lo Sharei Gan Eden. They open from the gates of Gan Eden. Shneamar Pischu She'arim V'yovo Goy Tzadik Shemir Amunim. Al Tikri Shemir Amunim Ela She'omrim Omen. It says that open up the gates and let the righteous nation come that guards the faith. Don't read guards the faith, rather that says Amen. My Amen, what is Amen? Amar Rav Chanina, Kel Melech Neeman. Kel Melech Neeman. God is a faithful king. The Marsha Hashem, Ki Hagan Eden Yesh Lo Harbe Sha'arim. Gan Eden has a number of gateways. Mechitza Lifnim Mechitza. One gate in before another. V'amar Shazel Eina Amen. B'chol Koichai, the one that says Amen with all his might, Shepoiskin Lo Kol Sha'arim. They open up for him all the gates. Mechedre Gan Eden, from the gates of Gan Eden. Let's now see what the Mashgiach Tzal says. Dera Chazal Hi Legalos Dvarim Ma'imdi Meromi She'olam Tafke Ma'isa Kotten. The way of Chazal is specifically to reveal the great things in small mising. Right? This is a general rule. It also says you see great people in the small things that they do. Specifically, that's where their greatness is revealed, not in the big things. There, Chazal, he, I said, Anias Amen b'chol koyach ha-kavona. You answer Amen with all your power of kavona, ma'isa katan shel emunahu. It's a small act of emunah, of demonstrating one's faith, one's allegiance. Magalim Chazal b'zeh, Chazal revealed to us with this, ki ma'isa katan shel emunah poseach lifnei adam kol shari gan eden. Chazal revealed to us with this that one small act of emunah opens up all the gates of Gan Eden. This we also need to know. Chazal are not speaking in slogans. Kol divrayhem b'dikduk gadol. Everything they say is with tremendous exactingness. In many places in Chazal we find that the language that promised he's a ben olam haba. Evil kan in a maskirin olam haba el gan eden. Here it doesn't say olam haba, it says gan eden. The gam diktiku loymar ki poischin lo shari gan eden. They open the gates of gan eden. In an imer shu ben gan eden. It doesn't say he's a ben gan eden. Right? So you have to be medaktik in the chazal. Chazal are using their words very specifically. Inei gan eden hu makoimu shel adam arishin lifnei achet. What's gan eden? That was the place of adam arishin before he sinned. Asher koiches haroa term yifridu ben abriya leben abayra. Before the forces of evil separated between the Creator and His creation. Ba'olam shelachar hachetzer hester ponim. In the world after the sin, there's hester ponim. There's God is sort of hidden, so to speak, hidden. Efsher lachshik ilo olam menutach mi bayre. We could think that the world is cut off from its Creator. And it's sort of carrying itself by teva, like, you know, sort of God sent this spaceship called Earth into sent it out into orbit, or sent it out into this out, and now it just goes on its own. You could look at history and see a whole string of coincidences, or sharsheret shel moiris asher hukim tivim michri. Or a chain of events that the laws of nature have caused them to come about. In our private lives, we are likely, or it's possible, that we may ascribe our success to our power and the might of our hand. Don't just think that it's called kishalon l'nesibos mikris, and every downfall to just happen chance. Don't think it's just like, oh, I Right, those koyach vayitzim yodi, that's those friars out there, right? Those are the guys that don't believe. But koyach vayitzim yodi doesn't mean just that, well, we're great military people and we're strong and this and that. But koyach vayitzim yodi is also my brain power, my cleverness. You know, I was so clever. How do you think I made it big? Because I got such brilliant business strategy and I'm so smart, I was able to figure out exactly how to conquer the market and how to do that. And that's also koyach v'etzem yodi, koyach v'etzem yodi. Kach lechet mizdarkeres machitza shel barzel ben odom leben ovi shemayim. But that's the way that you brill, that you create. It comes about a wall of steel between a person and his father in heaven. Ha'emuna megales abayrz barach b'techa hester. Emuna reveals God within the hidden, within the darkness. And it destroys that wall of iron between the creation and their creator. Somebody that says Amen with all their power of faith, that they truly believe that what was just said is true, almost from the gates of Gan Eden, who atzmo nimsa b'toich olam hazeh muster upon him. He now finds himself in this world of hiddenness, of Hester Ponim. Because what? Because through his Amuna, he's revealing this hiddenness. Ahuraya nechaycha es oilam betikuno. He sees the world, Raya, facing him, the world the way it's supposed to be. Lahata emuna hachayfes chedrei abriya megala. The torch, the flame of faith of emuna hachayfes that searches out the rooms of the sort of the areas that searches out creation reveals ki abriya in a teva. The creation is not nature. A historia in a mikra. History is not happen chance. Maaseinu in a moitzim yodi. Our deeds are not the might of our hands. Right? A person that looks through the eyes of Amunah, through the light of Amunah, with this flashlight of Amunah, so he's going to see that that's not the case. It's not nature. It's not just chance. It's not just cleverness. It's not my greatness. Right? There's something else going on here. That's the proper way. A person learns history in through a Torah eyes. They have to look constantly for where's God? Where's the Hashgacha Pratis? How would this come about? It's not just a whole bunch of chances, just so happened. How did all these events occur that led to us being where we are? How did all the factors come together? Right? It just so happened. Emuna mavchina b'kol tefod ha-teva. Emuna is able to discern in all the appearances, all the aspects of nature, Ritzon Yisbarach, his will. You see in nature God. B'chol mo'er historia ha'agusa, in every historical event, his direction, his guidance. B'chol hanor chasdo, in every pleasure, his kindliness. B'chol ma'isa es rosa, in every deed, his help. Achozeg b'munaso, somebody that's strong in their emunah, chai bo'elam ruchoni, he's living in a spiritual world, even though he's a flesh and blood, physical. He's alei adamot. He's on the world. He's in the world. Because the world becomes a place of revelation of his honor and his oneness, his glory. Or Eloki, a light, a divine light, bokeli kreso, is like breaks forth to greet him. They call Pina Boilamazet from every corner of the world. The Kelmelach Neman Malava Oisol called Derechayat. This faithful God is accompanying him on all his ways of life. And we might not see it, we might not know it. Sometimes it's obvious to us. You can see the divine. You see God coming out. You see God shining here and there, so to speak. As it says, you see that everything turns into one. Great, everything is a revelation of the divine if you're looking at it through those eyes. If you have that that outlook. That was the, one of Rav Volba's main messages, was that we have to realize that ruchnius, spirituality, is just as real as physicality, and more real even. That ruchnius isn't something metaphysical, like just it's just a concept. No, ruchnius is reality. There's a reality to ruchnius. There's a reality to ruchnius as much as there's a reality, and as I said, more so than there's reality to physicality. That, and this ability to live, the ability to live b'emunah, is ability to live with that reality. You live with the realization, kel melech nema. Kel melech nema. It's faith. That's, there's a reality. There's a divine. There's spirituality. That's real. Right? As difficult as it is for us to sense it, to feel it, because we are essentially, we're put into this world, and we're trained, and we're brought up to believe and understand the world through our senses. Right? A child, a young child, how does he explore his world? By putting things in his mouth. That's his earliest sensory set things, is his, whatever you call the mouth sense. Right? Yeah, he puts it in his mouth, he feels it, it's hard, it's soft, salty, sweet, but whatever it is, that it's things from the very youngest age, he has things in his mouth. So you see little kids, as they grow up, and you'll see. He starts putting everything into his mouth. Why? That's the way he tests out the world. To discover what's the world about. By putting everything. So, and then we grow up, and then we come to expect, like, the only world that exists is the world we can touch, the world we can see. That's the world, but there's more beyond that. That's where we have to get to a higher and higher level. Emunah zui tachlis ha-yetzira. Emunah is the purpose of creation, the Yisoy Kol HaMitzvos, and the foundation of all mitzvos. Ken Kosov HaRamban B'Sof Parshas Bo. This is what the Ramban writes in the end of Parshas Bo. This is one of the most fundamental pieces of Ramban that exists. I mean, this is something that everybody, this piece here is a piece that everybody should be familiar with. Lefichach Amru HaVizoyer B'Mitzvah Kala Kechamura. Therefore, it says that you have to be careful with a light mitzvah, just like a stringent one. Shekulan Chamudais v'chavivois mo'ed, that they're all beloved and desired. Shebechol sha adam moed behem lelakav, that each hour a person is sort of acknowledging God, is thanking God. The kavona kol mitzvahs, what's the purpose of all the mitzvahs? Shenamin belokenu, that we should believe in God. V'noed elov, and we should sort of acknowledge to Him shehu baranu, that He created us. The kavanas ayitzira, and that is the purpose of creation, that we should acknowledge, we should believe in God and acknowledge Him as our Creator, that we should connect to the Creator, that we become connected to Him. Hu kavanas ayitzira she'en lanu tam acher b'yitzira rishena, there's no other reason for the initial creation. Ve'en le'elyon b'tachtanin, and there's no desire in the upper worlds for the lower worlds. Chofetz milvad zeh sheyeda ha'odam v'yoyde l'kav shebaru, that a person knows and he admits, he thanks God that he was created. He recognizes that I am a creation of a creator and that I recognize my creator. The kavanas raimamos akol v'tfilois, what's the purpose of raising our voices in prayer? The kavanas bate knisiois, and the purpose of having a shul. Beis Medrash, v'schus tefilas harabim, the merit of the prayer of the masses, she'eh lebnei odom mokom she'iskabsu, it should be for people a place where they gather together. V'yoydai, and they should be moida, they should, admit's not a good word, they should acknowledge, praise the kel to God, sheborim, that He created them. V'im siyam, and He brought them into existence. And they should publicize this. They should say to God, we are your creation. We acknowledge that. We have a master. We have a creator. Now, people don't want to do that, though. People would much rather think that they came from some slime 10 billion years ago. Because then, I don't owe nothing to nobody. Maybe I owe a hakar satayv to the monkey that was before me, but otherwise, I don't have to to serve anyone. I'm my own boss. Right? In fact, not only that, but I'm better than everyone that came before me because I'm a further evolved being. And then again, that means your kids are better than you. But Varosha HaKoifer Bekel Kegoina Oimrin, that's it. Varosha HaKoifer Bekel, the Rosha that denies God, Kegoina Oimrin Shoilam Kadmain, like the Rosha who said, like the one that said the world has always existed, referring to Aristotle. Kechoyshe Kochshu Bashem V'yomru Lohu, they're denying God, they said, no, it's not him. Ein B'masem S'chus, they have no merit in their deeds. Afili nagu b'midas nos v'toz gemim. Even if they act nicely and properly on all the days of their life. That is another point the Ramban makes. As the Ramban makes, a similar thing is that a person that doesn't believe in God, even if they're a wonderful person, and in the end of the days, though, seems to be that they're not going to have any, they're not going to get rewarded for that. It's only if they do it because there's a God that commanded us to act in this way. But otherwise, you know, they get to the next world, they say, you know, sorry you didn't buy me, so, you know, since I don't exist, since I never existed in your mind, so long, Charlie, you know, sorry, Charlie, that's, yeah, actually, that's not so bad. I mean, if it would just be that, like, you know, God ignores them, but on the other hand, they're going to have to suffer for what they did. Zeposhut v'boruhu. Mi she'ein lo amuna. It's simple and clear. Somebody that doesn't have amuna, ha'ikir choser b'chayev. He's missing the main point of his life. The main point is missing. V'ma yo'ilu lo kol ma'isim. What's going to help? They do all the good deeds. They're missing something very fundamental and basic. Hashem einecha alo le'emuna. You have to, it's for the emuna. It's emuna, that's the main point. It's to come, it's a life challenge. It's a life job that we come to a place where we are, know there's a God. We acknowledge, we believe that we have this idea that there is a, we are created and there is a creator. He created us. That's the imun. It's trust and faith, and we put our trust and our faith in God. That there's a connection. There's a reality to us. It's not just a metaphysical concept or something nice. That's not a, it's not a simple task. It's a very great task, in fact. It's a very difficult task, in fact. But that's the goal. And anyway, we have a few minutes left. I don't want to start the next piece. It's only 6 minutes, but maybe I have. Sam, could you put the? Just 1 second. The safer that I, the sperm that I brought here. Yeah. Let's learn. They just came out with a safer of letters, Rav Olva wrote. So let's look at one or two of the letters. Maybe the Igros V'Ksovim. So he has here the, one of the first letters. We'll skip the introduction for the moment. So he has the first letter. Some another time maybe we'll do the introduction. So he has the first letter. Hadracha l'limud be'ion v'chazara. Okay, learning be'ion and doing chazara. The chvayit someone shalom v'bracha. This one doesn't have a date on it. This letter. No. The letters were written over the last 40 years, but they collected them recently. Hineinu mevakeish lichasecha al ichor tshivasi. I ask your forgiveness for the fact that it took me a while to respond to your letter from Parshas Chukas. I thought I already wrote you back. He's already a grandchildren at this point in time. My grandson said you didn't get any response from me. And it's just so it's. Unfortunately, it's like I only have very rare times I have an opportunity to write letters. So he says, Aleph, imata mitzkasha lizkar kol halachas v'mishna brua. You have a hard time remembering all the halachas v'mishna brua. Lomad shulchan aruch imamagin avram. learn the Shulchan Aruch with the Magen Avraham. Then you'll get a clear knowledge of the halacha. You also get a broader knowledge. It'll be easier to remember, I think what he's saying. If I'm in Srichim, I'm a machzis ha-shekel. Sometimes you need to look in the machzis ha-shekel. Kedei lahavim kavaras ha-magin Avraham, or understand the magin Avraham. Base. In limud iyun, in learning iyun, tzarech lakachat harbe zman lachonas ha-shiur. Shilos shows and it must be. You have to take a lot of time to prepare the shiur. 3 hours is not enough. Now, he's talking about preparing a shiur that's on a different level than most of the shiurim here. Think about a shiur where you're preparing the Gemara Rashi Tesis, the Rishonim, the Achronim, preparing the whole sugya up before you go into the shiur, you prepare the sugya. So he says, Tzarech Lilmoid, and I says, how to do it. First, Tzarech Lilmoid, Pamachas, Pshat, the Gemara Rashi Tesis. First, just learn through the Gemara Rashi and Tesis. Pam Shnia, when you then go back over and learn it again, and you learn with greater depth. Limud Bamoka. Livdaik ba'ezet, then you have to learn it again with greater depth. Livdaik ba'ezet mekudah shel sugya tzriches l'ayin. Then you have to look at what points in the sugya need to be looked at in deeper, like, where, in every sugya there's certain points that you have to stand on. There's certain key turning points in the sugya. And certain points that the mefarshim are going to speak about. So you have to get used to finding those. L'zeh l'ilmoid, and then you learn the Rosh, the Ran, and the Ramban. Ein rabazesh enach mevin is kol shir. It's not a problem. It's not bad that you don't understand the entire shir. Gamein sarav liskor is kol shir. You don't have to remember everything in the shir. Rakatsi yishaydis shishaymi me'aram sarav. You have to remember the fundamentals, the basic principles that you hear from the Rebbe. The gam la'ayim b'mikaris shuhevi kigon ekseis achayish n'gidam. And to look in the sources that the Rav brings, like they say, Sechayshin. Mistama yesh zman kavua b'yeshiva l'chazar. Now he's writing to somebody he doesn't know the Seder in their yeshiva. Somebody from another yeshiva wrote him. He says most likely you have a fixed time to review. Achazara tzricha l'kachat be'erach shav v'chetzi. Says the review should take about an hour and a half. He says if you have an hour shiur, it should take an hour and a half to review it. To go through the sources, to look through, and that's after you prepare for 3 hours. Yitochen shetat tzarech l'kachat zman b'seder b'kiyos. Could be you have to take even some time from your b'kiyos seder, hilahachin ha-shir, in order to prepare the shir, or lazer la, but to review it. Muvan, ineni makir et seder yeshiva tzlem. It's clear that I don't know the sidra yeshiva by you. The kama zman neitnim l'lmoy b'kiyos, how much time they give you to learn b'kiyos. Avol soif soif ikar aliyah hi b'iyun. In the end, the main aliyah you get is from learning iyun. Achri ha-koyol, after all, Ein lecham ali daish. You shouldn't. There's nothing. There's no reason to give up. Ein shum sofek shata oila b'lima. There's no doubt that you're growing and you're learning. Afal pish einach margish b'ze. Even though you don't feel it, sense it. Legasecha ayofel aliascha. And your worry, your good, your like, you know, nice worry about your growth is itself proof shata nigash b'lima b'rtzinut that you're approaching your learning in it with a seriousness. Fortune is the one that's constantly like fears. It's written. Therefore, it's you're fortunate. Therefore, it's a good thing. And then he adds on another thing. It's interesting at the end of the letter. He asked, did your father by any chance happen to learn in Ber Yaakov Yeshiva? But I guess he recognized the last name as somebody who learned in Ber Yaakov. So he says, if so, please send him my regards. And then he gives him a bracha, Fratzlocha Amiti, Spamal Atayra, the Rotzen, Shte Yira Shemaim Amiti, Velamdan Amiti, should be a Yira Shemaim, and a true Lamdan. So, as much as Rav Olba pushed learning Musar, he didn't mean for people to learn Musar all day long. He meant there should be a good half hour Seder in Musar every day, but not, he wasn't pushy for more than that even sometimes. The earlier times, people learned maybe longer. But the rest of the time, you have to sit and learn. You have to spend time learning and going and developing and growing in your learning. All right, Mizrach Hashem, we'll have another opportunity to do more of the things. I hope one day we'll get used to it.
Sorry, what's up with this?